Then MBE, I mentioned to you some about the, oh, I didn't mention to you today about the StratCom cafeteria. I mentioned it on Thursday to the blind vendors committee. But on July 8th, we have a successful opening. On July 2nd, the week before, we had a sample for the workers there. And it's just partial services because they only have 350 employees there. By November, they are going to have the 3,400 employees. Right now, when they started, there are a lot of procedures to get a security clearance. So I want to publicly thank, Kathy Stevens, Nancy Flero, Carol Jenkins, Larry Olson, who worked there for over a week to help our blind vendor and our program there to make sure that you have a successful start. One of the comments we heard from the head of StratCom was, "The food is good, the quality is good. This is the new standard for OFFITT."
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so it's exciting. We have high expectations. I work with the teaming partners a lot. I told them, this has to be a first-class cafeteria. We are not looking at those cafeterias where you guys buy frozen food and just warm it up. This is not what we want here. And it was interesting because on the old building, they call it Building 500, that's what they have. And they wanted fresh food and so forth, but with the old prices. So it's kind of difficult to have a five-star service, but one-star price. So so it took some talking. Okay, listen, it costs money, this and that. But now they are pleased. I think Miguel, who is the blind vendor, reported that people are coming and they say, "Well, this food is good and I'm willing to pay what it costs." And it's not more than the restaurants,
Sure.
But it's more than the previous building.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually there is going to be a choice, maybe of some cheap fast food, if they want that for some folks. There's going to be variety. But I cannot summarize enough or emphasize enough either how much effort it took to implement this. We are in a good start. We know we are going to have some issues. Maybe eventually that happens on every big project, but we are willing to face that challenge. And maybe Nancy or Carol could talk more about that if you guys allow them, because they were there. Do you want them to talk or no need?
Nancy
looks like she'd like to talk.
Nancy's been there the most.
Yeah, Nancy.
So what would you like to know? I mean,
it's up to you.
You know,
Maybe
I think.
What's the top three desserts?
Well, I don't think that we had desserts.
Cookies.
We had cookies, homemade cookies. I'm supposed to take the mic. Sorry, Carlos.
No.
I guess one of the things I'd say is that, from the first day when we did the sampling for the military and that to the day that we really launched, it's amazing the changes that we experienced. And to see how, the team really pulled together and worked together. Miguel has worked extremely hard to recruit staff for OFFITT. It's been a challenge. It's always a challenge to get the clearance in a timely manner for him to get staff there. So it was, I think we were really glad to be there to support him as he was launching this. And, he has a lot of integrity about following the rules. So if the executive chef says, "I think we can do this," and he says, "No, we can't." So, he's really staying on top of it. And I think just the really just overwhelming response from the people that have been coming into the cafeteria about the quality of fresh made soup every day.
Wow.
And it's a different one every day, to more than doubling some of the pizzas that they're making. Just in less than 2-3 weeks, they've doubled the number that they're making.
Wow.
So that's with only 350 people in the building. People are coming from the other buildings.
Oh,
they
wow.
said the quality of the food, the having, they came over to take pictures of the salad bar and how beautiful it is, and that's something that they never have, and they're posting that on their website.
Right.
So I think, I know how much work, you know, Carlos has always had a strong vision for the MBE program. And I know that Carol has undergone tremendous... just her wealth of studying everything and working alongside with him to get to this point. She's taken on a lot. And so I think I have to say I'm always honored to work alongside such wonderful people.
Awesome.
Wow, that's
thank you,
cool.
Nancy. Well,
really
also,
cool.
It's just so great. You know, you have the administrative assistant of the executive director, the Omaha district supervisor, and the deputy director helping a client to have a successful business, and they didn't mind to wash dishes, and they just did their work. You know, that's what made me proud. And send the message how dedicated we are. Nancy put a lot of hours there. So with that, we also have the part of the deal with the new building is we have 26 break rooms with like 50 machines, vending machines, and Carol took over that project. So that's also going slowly, but moving along. Again, by the first week of November, we're supposed to have the 3,400 employees having good food and good services from the Commission for the Blind. Jumping into something else, unless there are more questions on Stratcom.
No.
We also have the permit, the final permit for the Lincoln VA for the benefit of Barbara and Brad. I would say VA is the Veteran Administration. Barbara always wants to know what the initials are.
I was going to bring it up in the public comment again, because there are some alphabet soups that I haven't.
I know. The VA. Okay, so we started that, as you know, over a year ago with an arbitration. So we got it solved for Omaha. The clinic in Omaha is going to be built on 2020, and the one in Lincoln we will build on 2021, and we already have permits for those two buildings. So we do have time to work on getting machines and applying vendor for that.
Yeah.
As a result also of LB 220, the YRTC from Kearney and Geneva contacted us because they have a small cafeterias to serve some of their kids. So Carol, Dave Robinson, and Aaron Brandyberry went there to see if it was a suitable location for us. And we decided that it's not, because there are only maybe 30 to 50 kids, no more. And like Carol said, we don't want to have too many kids there. The less kids we have, that means that we don't have kids with problems. But it's not a profitable place for us.
Carlos?
Yes.
So, Alphabet Soup, what is a YRTC?
Can you tell me that, Carol?
Youth
Rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation Training Center.
Kind of like Juvenile Corrections.
Yeah,
okay.
Juvenile Rehabilitation Training Center.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it run by Corrections?
HHS.
Health. HHS, okay.
Health and Human Services.
Sorry, yes. Thanks.
No, yeah, we do appreciate, because we talk about these things all the time. It comes to the point even when there is an abbreviation that we don't ask, thinking that we will look dumb, but it's good to ask.
I don't care if I look dumb.
No, that's what my point is, because when you ask, oh, Everybody is asking that question. Yeah. You're not the only one. Any other question from my report? No? Okay.
Mark, here's Mike.
Yeah. All right. Very thorough. Thank you. Did Morton have any questions for Carlos?
No.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to look at the agenda here.
Newsline.
Yeah, we have every quarter we commissioners get a newsline report. Does anybody on the board have any questions or comments about the newsline report?
It had nothing new. It was just the month, just the quarterly statistics.
Yeah, we have. Don't we have a new person now?
Oh,
Kimberly?
Yes.
Yes, Kimberly.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here, I'll give you back.
I'm sorry, that is the one important piece of information. Sometimes there's new features or other things, but this month the report was just statistics. However, the important piece of information is that we had a change in the Newsline coordinator for Nebraska. The previous coordinator was Brian Baldwin. Of course, he's now got a job opportunity, is in Colorado. And so Kimberly Sherworth from Kearney is now the Newsline coordinator for the state of Nebraska, and this was her first quarter submitting a report. So we welcome her and thank her for her services.
All right, thank you, Mike. Well, moving on, the next thing on the agenda is client assistance program or CAP complaints or issues. Carlos, have we had any CAP complaints?
Not really, but there were a couple of issues that still pending. One, a client who for over a year, almost 2 years, didn't have contacts with us. We wanted to close her case. She keeps saying no. Well, we finally decided to close it. She's living in another state, and now she's demanding to keep her case open because she wants us to pay for her bachelor degree, but according to our policy, and it's even in part of our the rights and responsibilities that the client signed, that we are not going to pay more than the number of credits that the school requires to graduate, and we already paid for those numbers. And it's still pending, it's not solved yet. I think the council there is providing some documentation to client assistance programs. So I will let you know maybe next meeting.
Okay. All right, very good. Thank you. Moving down the agenda, we should be at public comment. So here's another opportunity for public comment. Does anybody wish to be heard?
Lois.
Barbara, okay. Anybody else? Okay, Barbara, the microphone's yours.
Yeah, I don't take this one. Sounds good.
I just want to know what a CIO or whatever it was back there when you were talking about.
Office of the Chief Information Officer.
Chief Information Officer for the state.
Yep.
Because it had to do with the technology clause, and
I'm
tremendously interested in that. So thank you.
Any other last call for public comment? Well, we went from being behind schedule to back ahead of schedule, so that's great. Well, once a year, we have to have officer elections, and currently I serve as chair, Robert is vice chair, and Becky is secretary, right? And the officers are elected by the board, and I'm going to turn, since I'm the chair right now, we'll start with the chair, and I'm going to turn this over to Robert and let him run this.
Well, Mark, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I think before this proceeds, I get a piece of information some of us would need to know is, are you intending to, because your term is up at the end of this year, are you, your first term?
Yes.
Are you seeking a second term from the governor?
Yes, I am. Okay. As ACB does in me. Yes.
Okay.
All right, so I know that Mr. Mark is up for the chair. Do we have any other nominations for the chair?
Well, I don't know if we heard a nomination or not.
But. Oh, well, do we actually have?
No.
How many do we need?
I'll nominate Mark as our chair.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. We got to follow those rules, right? Okay. Are there any other nominations from the rest of the board here on the chair?
Mark, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
That's good.
Okay.
Ray Pryne.
Thank you. That is another part of it. All right. I know that it's the vice chair now.
I'll take over that.
Okay, so do we have to do...
Did we vote? We had to roll call.
Yeah,
all right, so second time, any other nominations for chair? Any other nominations for chair?
Somebody could challenge me on this, but all votes have to be a roll call vote.
Yes.
Oh.
So
affirmation that's one of those, oh.
Okay, you do roll call.
All right, roll call. Mr. Michael?
Yes.
Ms. Becky, roll call?
Yes.
Okay. Chad, your vote?
Yes.
All right, and I vote yes as well. Mr. Mark, do you have a vote?
I'll say yes.
Well, good. All right.
Why not vote for yourself?
So we have to do this three times, right?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Just that. Oh, okay, I thought we'd do that.
The nomination you're supposed to do three times, but it's too late for that because you've already voted.
All right, so then, Mark,
I get to
like you do have some few words for us.
Okay, well, it's been really an honor and a privilege to just be part of the commission. The more I am involved, the more I appreciate what the commission does and the importance of the board. And this truly is a consumer-driven state agency, and I so appreciate Carlos's openness and transparency and ability to listen and speak. So I appreciate the board and everything that they do and the commitment that they have. So thank you. We'll have nominations for vice chair.
I'll nominate Robert.
Okay, I hear a nomination for Robert. Do I have any other nominations?
Robert, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I accept. Thank you very much.
Okay, we've got Robert is accepted the nomination for a second time. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? And then for the third and last time, are there any nominations for vice chair? Hearing none, I will proceed with a roll call to re-elect Robert as vice chair of the commission board. Mike?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
And Mark says yes. Robert, do you have any words?
Oh, just a couple.
Yeah.
So thank you guys very much. I appreciate being a part of this outfit. I've been with it for several decades, or more than half my life, which has been a very good experience, and I continue to learn. So thank you guys very much.
And I'll just say, Robert does one of the primary roles of the vice chair is to put together the agenda, and he does an exceptional job of getting that out on a timely basis and encouraging participation and involvement. So thank you, Robert. Okay, last but certainly not least is the position of secretary on the board. Do I have any nominations? Okay, I heard Chad has a nomination for Becky. Becky, would you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, I'll ask for a second time. Are there any nominations for secretary? And one last time, are there any nominations for secretary? Hearing none, I'll proceed with roll call. Mike?
Yep.
Robert?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
And Mark says yes. Becky, any words?
No, not really. But thank you. I do appreciate all of you guys so and the support you give the whole commission.
And I'll add just something because you know every quarter we prepare quarterly minutes and Kathy does a great job of doing that, but all the board members, you know, look at the minutes, but I'll have to say that between Becky and Robert, they really make sure that we produce a great product. So they're looking out for those commas and semicolons. And then, I mean, these are things that are important, because somebody who doesn't know us, you know, we've got a report that we can be proud of. And to start with, it's very detailed that Kathy used, so thank you. All right, well, that's the officer elections. Gosh, we're down to final announcements. And Kathy, can you tell us about the meeting coming up in November?
Yeah, the next NCBVI commission meeting will be Saturday, November 2nd in Omaha, Nebraska. The focus topic will be radio talking book. And then the commissioners are to come prepared to discuss meeting dates and locations for 2020.
All right. All right. Thank you. Mike, do you have any last comments that you want to share? All right. I guess I want to publicly thank Mike. He does a good job of keeping our database up, and just we have a good resource library to help us navigate the law and take care of our business. So thank you, Mike. Robert, you got any final thoughts?
Nope, it's all good.
And I'll just say thank you, Robert, for spearheading the focus topic, and thank you, Chris and Barb, and I think Joe left, but it was a very informative focus topic, and I learned a little bit and got a little more appreciation. Chad, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I'm the same term as you, though, and this, but I'm not going to rerun, and so, but I do have somebody from out in this area that is going to be applying with the governor's office to be appointed to hopefully maybe take over my position, so in November will be my last meeting.
All right, well, thank you for letting us know. If for the public, if they are interested, there is a process that you go through. You have to fill out an application and get some letters of recommendation. And,
11:32.
So thank you for your service, and we'll look forward to seeing you in November for your last meeting. And Bart, Becky, do you have any final thoughts?
Nope.
Okay, and then I'll just throw it over to Carlos. Any last thoughts? Or?
I do have just one last comment, Mr. Chair.
Turn this over.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that I wanted to thank all the staff members and you guys for your support and the way that we got the extra funds. But I don't want to forget, which is critical, the support from consumers, both the National Federation of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind. They wrote letters, they came to testify. And as you mentioned, Mr. Chair, we are a consumer-driven board and agency. And without the consumers, we wouldn't be able to do it either. So just wanted to emphasize that.
Last thoughts, I'd like to thank Nancy Floral for running the phone system and running the mics around. And I'd like to thank, I don't think Connie's here, but you know, she helped get things organized today. And thank you, Kathy, for all that you do and the reports that you prepare and the things that you keep us informed with. And with that, I'll adjourn the meeting. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, public, for being here. We really appreciate it.
All right.
Good job. Continue your phone call.
Bye, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Yep. Bye-bye.